correctors. They are the responsibility of us, the programmers. That interview with Megan was an example of the type of pieces we've done on this show. Long-time listeners probably remember in the past we've had Sue from the Gay and Lesbian Center of Greater Cleveland. That was a great interview. Sut Jolly, he had his film Wrestling with Manhood here a couple months ago, and Patrick spoke with him over the phone, and we played that interview for you on the show. You might remember Mary's story of harassment and intimidation by the Cleveland Clinic Security Force. Or maybe you remember Geraldo from the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, those farm workers, they picked tomatoes there in Florida. And we interviewed them a week before they marched into Louisville with their demands for fair wages and an end to the violence against immigrant farm workers. And after their long, you know, four-year epic battle, they actually won what they were requesting from Yum Brands and from Taco Bell. We interviewed Geraldo from the Coalition of Immokalee Workers about a week before he appeared on Democracy Now! We've had interviews from Warren about police brutality that were replayed on several other independent media stations as far as Los Angeles, California, here in the States. And we do all of this on our own time. We spend about 5 to 10 hours preparing for each and every one-hour show. Again, this is all volunteer. Nobody here at WRUW gets paid to put on these programs. Certainly we don't. We even pay for our own long distance for the telephone interviews we do. And we got to tell you that the telephone interviews that we do on the Telos telephone recording machine, the live interviews we do with the portable digital audio recorder, all those things were made possible through contributions from listeners. And without them, we could not do this show. The show would not be possible. Here at the station this week, of course, is Telethon Week, and we are asking for support from our listeners. Listener support provides 51% of our budget. Telethon provides most all of our budget for WRUW. All of the new music, all of the new programming is paid for directly by listener support. We get some money from Case Western Reserve University being a college station, but that goes towards keeping the lights on, keeping the juice flowing, keeping the transmitter with the amount of wattage. 15,000 watts takes a lot of power, as you can imagine. And that's where the Case money goes towards. But it's your money. It's your money that goes towards getting new music, keeping us on the cutting edge of technology, meaning getting rid of this 30-year-old mixing board, keeping our CD players working. They break. The bearings in there break. We use them 24 hours a day. We break our headphones, and we have 100 programmers, you know, taking these headphones here in the station, and they're professional audio-grade headphones, on and off like 50 times a day. And, you know, once a month a pair breaks, and we got to replace it. A lot of the pieces we play for you are on this computer that I'm sitting in front of with a little keyboard and a mouse here. I'll be playing another piece in a little bit. And all that was thanks to listener support. And without listener support, the station would slowly decay. We would not have new music. We would not have the equipment functioning that we need to produce this show. And we hope this show is a valuable service to the community. Another free service we bring to the air is our community calendar. We're going to get to just a minute here. You can post events, political or otherwise, on the Cleveland Indie Media website at cleveland.indiemedia.org, and we read them on the air every week. We hope this helps the social justice community in Cleveland stay on top of what's going on here in Cleveland. As a special thank you for people who donate, we've got some music premiums here, and in the background for majority of our shows, here it is. Remember this? This is Tortoise. The album is called It's All Around You, and this is available at the $40 premium level. The number to call is 216-368-2208, and we hope that you might be able to support this show and to help keep this happening. Without listener support, we would not be able to do this show. We would not have functioning equipment. We would not have this awesome music every time. We would not have Democracy Now! Now airing 3 times a week. Brought at the request of listeners. I mean, we're a community radio station. We listen to what callers say. We read and post up so that every programmer can read what people, the messages people send into the station. And people mail things to the station. When they started mailing requests, when you, the listeners, started mailing requests to hear Democracy Now! Once again on the 15,000 kilowatts of frequency modulated radio here at WRUW, we listened and we put it back on. It's on 3 times a week. I help run that show. This Friday, Amy Goodwin's going to come on the show over telephone. And as a special treat to the very next caller, you are invited to come on the show, the Democracy Now! Show, this Friday morning, and help talk with Amy Goodwin over the phone. We're going to talk with her for about 10 minutes. The number to call is 216-368-2208. And the album we're playing right now by Tortoise is available at the $40 level. Also, any donations above the $25 level, you will receive a fantastic and amazing Indie Media t-shirt, custom silkscreen by Patrick and myself.
Woohoo!
In the basement of the tower over on the west side. And thanks, those Nick. Are white lettering on black t-shirts. The t-shirts are fair trade American Apparel from the West Coast, and they're pretty fantastic. They're a special brand of cotton. It's so smooth. They're really different than just, you know, a t-shirt made in a sweatshop in some other country with second grade cotton. So anyway, without further interruption, we're going to go into this week's announcements. If you can afford to support this show or to support this station, the number to call is 216-368-2208. And without further ado, this week's announcements.